How's the Silva?
Hey, good afternoon. It's Garrett with RDI. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm always fantastic. I was hoping to return Jennifer's phone call. Is she around?
Yep, one moment.
Thanks.
Hello.
Heyo, heyo. I got clarification. 85% of the 11,000 and change is the trade.
Okay.
So you do get trade. Scrolling down to it now. 15, 20, 20. All these diamonds we used to sell together. Goodness me. We sold you a bunch of stock back in 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you paved the way. Well, Andy paved the way for you.
Yeah.
And then we bought all that stuff, and then the lab-grown explosion of the universe.
Do you still have a lot of that stuff? Or did you sell it?
No, we sold some. We exchanged some.
I was going to say, you still have trade on that, too. That's dollar for dollar. One to one, dollar for dollar.
Yeah.
Make you holla. Let's see. 407 EFI wants 11,000. 920 is what you paid.
Mm-hmm.
0.85. Yeah, you get 10,000 in trade.
Okay.
10,132, depending on what you want to do. But again, like, I'd love to sell a nicer pair of mounted goods, but like, what are you gonna do for the kiddos? Do that, wear them, or are they going straight to the kids?
I can't even remember. You know how, like, there's I-1s that are good, and then there's I-1s that are, like, Hot Mess Express?
These are EGL I-1s, so...
Chances are they're Hot Mess Express.
Yeah. I mean, I got them imaged, and they are gnarly.
Huh.
I mean, they're I-2s all day. They're not, you know, they're...
Okay, well...
They sparkle. They're they're near colorless.
Okay, so technically when EGL says EF, it's more like IJ. And
Yep, that's why I said near colorless.
Oh,
but that's reflected in the price, though. You know, it's like it's not like we charged EFI1 GIA 2 carat would be, you know, 14 grand a piece, not 11,900 for the pair.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I know.
Yeah.
I am totally, because that's what when I saw, and I was like, oh, my God, they were only, I'm like, these things are going to be ugly.
But they might be pretty, and they might be great to gift, but you are not stuck with them.
Nope.
You got 10 grand and change in trade. Clean them off for me, and we're going to scrap the backs anyway, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what? What is that?
No, like I said, I still just even have to, like, sit down and have the conversation with her of, what are you really thinking we're going to do with these?
It's only 11 years later.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Well, who knows? Lol.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. Be afraid.
Afraid of what?
Afraid.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of what these things are going to look like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know I sold them, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
luckily the diamonds should not be damaged, but they could be, especially if they were grandma's and she wore them a lot. Mm.
Oh, okay. I'm going to throw
grandma's,
it now.
Yeah, grandma's gross-ass ears. Yeah. Yeah. What else is good? That's what I was going to ask. Whatever happened to the marquee guy? He just flake?
It's funny because he was like, you know, I got to figure this out. He's like, I can't get this kind of cash together right now. I said, let me know what kind of cash you can get together. I said, and then we will work on this.
Yeah.
So.
And then, so that's what he's working on now.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to, because I think he thought he'd just be able to go out and get a loan and, like, everybody be like, here, take my money.
And they were like, for what? You know that most marriages, like, 50% of marriages end in, like, the first year, so that's a terrible loan. It's a high-risk loan.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's going into a diamond, though, so it's like not like you're going to lose. Well, on the retail side, you'd lose, but, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, cool. Anything else you need from me?
No.
Well,
no, I just need some clients.
Customers
and
money.
I need people who don't want to just, like, reset their crap.
Yeah. Well, with the cost of gold and everything, it's not easy. What is gold today? It was 47 yesterday.
Well, it dropped down to 46-something this morning. It took a nosedive. It went down, like, 70-some bucks first thing. I was like, ouch.
Today. Yeah, 46.90. Down 34.
Oh, then it has recovered some.
Oh, I think it just recovered a little bit more. Now it's 46.94. It's just funny how it... Previous close, 47.28. Now it's 46.94. It's interesting. I mean, yeah, it took a big dive earlier today. Yeah, like you just said, right? Like, I'm looking at the graph.
Oh, when the market first opens in the morning, it always... Like, it's enough to make my stomach turn when I watch it. I'm like, 40, oh,
yeah.
God.
46.49. Oh, just went back up again. As I the more I look at it, the more it goes up. I'm going to stop looking
okay,
at it.
Okay, well, then you just hover there.
No, I'm trying to get a custom ring made, a pinky ring. He hasn't priced any of it out yet. It's a Russian dude that does insane engraving. I just met him in our last trade show. He shows up. He's sweet as hell guy. He just shows up, and we're like, who are you? And he goes, you know, I could tell there's a heavy accent. My CEO has zero chill. And he just goes, where are you from? And I'm like, yeah, that's not how you ask. Like, he just goes, you don't sound like you're from here. Where are you from? And I'm like, okay. And the guy's like, Ukraine. He's actually Russian. He's from Sochi. And I hit it off with him because I speak Russian and ended up getting a new client. But his work is just insane, like Fabergé level, like crazy
Ooh.
Stuff. That he, yeah, but the thing is, he's a small time guy. You know, he's in Jersey. He came here. Very, very interesting story. He had a hotel and some land in Sochi, and when they hosted the Olympics in Sochi in 2014,
mm-hmm.
the government came, seized his property, and kicked him out, and went, we're throwing the Olympics here. You can go. So that's how Russia operates. The big fish eat the little fish.
Nice.
And so he was a millionaire, and his family lived in Sochi for generations. And he came to the States with $100 in his pocket, and the hopes to apply his craft here. So he's got a small store in Jersey, and he's just getting his feet wet, and he's sick and tired of doing work for other people. You know, he wants to run his own shop, and he's learning fast the trials and tribulations of doing that. But
it's not fun.
No, but it can be rewarding when people do buy stuff. So, you know, but anyway, that's why I want gold to be cheap, because I'm going to buy some.
You're like, I want cheap gold.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway... You let me know what lady wants to do with those studs, and you know what you get for them, so we can get crafty. We can sell her whatever she wants as long as it's mounted.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
All righty.
All right, doll.
All right, homie. You have a rocking day. Let me know if you need me.
All right. See ya.
All right. Bye.